Coach, three straight wins by sizable margins, including Tuesday against St. Joe's. What has been the key to controlling those games?
I think we've done it on both sides of the ball. We have not relied upon just shooting. The defense has created opportunities for us to manufacture points. It's let us get out in transition rather than take the ball through the net. And I think once we get that ball off the glass or off the floor rather than through the net, our offense seems to be much more efficient.
More and more players are stepping up on a consistent basis, including Keyshawn Pritchett. We've talked about his vision on a few different occasions, but lately he's been tuned in from the outside.
Well, how about the way he's shooting the ball? And if you see him in practice compete with Carter and with Kellen on a daily basis as we go through some shooting drills, it is no surprise to me that he is shooting at the clip he's shooting at. It looks like every shot he's taken, he's going in. And a big part of it is preparation. He's preparing himself. He's not catching it in a standing position, but in a down balance position. And this has given him a quick release, plus the full use of his body.
Tonight in Kingston, big challenge against a top 20 nationally ranked team in Rhode Island. Among other things, they have a lot of experience, skill in the backcourt, and are very good at taking care of the basketball.
Well, certainly a big challenge and also a terrific opportunity. They come against us today with a very veteran, experienced team that is tough, is aggressive, is skilled, and very, very confident. And they're going to have a sellout crowd. They're knocking on the door of top 15, if not top 10. And they're thinking this game on national TV is one that they can draw national attention to how good they really are.
Both teams are good in the conference defensively when you look at the stats. Talk about your approach from an offensive standpoint.
A big thing for them is to run us off the three-point line. They have had success doing that over the years. They do that by really pressuring the ball, and by pressuring the ball, they make us make premature decisions. So our offense tonight has to be based upon decision-making, and that decision-making is going to require discipline, and it's going to require details. The better we are with making good decisions, our offense itself, if you draw it on a napkin, looks terrific. But without good decisions, it's going to be scratch, and they're going to get off to the races, and we got to keep them out of transition because that's one of the lethal parts of their own offense.
And finally, Coach, sharpness and control were some other words that points of emphasis during film. Is the number one thing decision-making, or is there something else that these guys need to have and you want them to take with them tonight?
We can't be on our heels. They're going to come at us like sharks, like tigers, and try to put us on our heels. And they're going to try to do that offensively and defensively. We got to come right back at them. We want to make this a 10-round heavyweight fight, and we want to be in the center ring swinging and slugging the whole fight long. We may get knocked to the mat in the first round. We may get knocked to the mat in the second 4 minutes, but we've got to get up and stay in the center ring and keep fighting. It's going to be a game of aggression.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We look forward to it.
Thanks, Jared.